It's Tuesday and time to read from your emails and web comments. We heard many of your stories during our conversation yesterday about caregivers, people Lee Woodruff called the unsung heroes. One of our callers told us about caring for her father who had multiple sclerosis, which she described as a terminal illness. Rachel Stevens in Ann Arbor, Michigan, heard that comment and wrote to urge us, please let people know that MS is not a terminal illness. While I empathize with your caller, she did a disservice to the many of us out here living full lives with MS. MS may shave a few years off one's life, but does not end it. A week ago, we discussed whether it's ever best to lie to people with dementia, like Alzheimer's. Nancy Kern emailed, my mother died of Alzheimer's last August. I am now a facilitator in an Alzheimer's support group, and we encourage people to use what we call fiblets. If a small fib, such as the house sold for $5 million, puts them at ease, then what harm does it do? You can hear more of the arguments on both sides. Listen to that discussion at our website, npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. Many of you also had an opinion about whether or not the financial press missed the meltdown on Wall Street, including Nathan Siegel in Providence, Rhode Island. He complained, not only did the financial press let us down in not warning us sufficiently about the impending crisis, they also did a poor job of explaining the crisis to us after it hit. And speaking of money, W. Hodding Carter's experiment in extreme frugality did not sit well with some of you. His family cut its spending by thousands a month, growing their own food, raising hens, buying less. I almost feel insulted by this show, wrote Sarah Warren in Arizona. I am a 26-year-old who works for a credit union in Arizona. I make less than $5,000 in over a third of the year and live very happily. How someone can manage to spend over $5,000 a month and think they deserve a pat on the back for spending less is beyond me. He is obviously not in touch with real people who live with real budgets. And finally, we talked last week about the challenges that multiracial families face. Ralph Eubanks told us the story of his grandparents, a white man and a black woman who lived deep in the Jim Crow South. MJ sent us this note from Colorado. My mother is black and Native American, and my father is white. Race was always an issue growing up. My father's family has nothing to do with me, and my straight hair and light skin has made my mother always feel distant to me. I gave up trying to have a relationship with her, so I tell people that one half of my family is uncomfortable because I'm white, the other because I'm black. We included that conversation in our Best of the Week email newsletter. If you're not signed up, just stop by our website. Every day we send out a list of what's coming up that afternoon and how to get in on the conversation. Go to npr.org/email and pick Talk of the Nation. And as always, if you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Tomorrow, chemotherapy has a 90% chance to cure Daniel Hauser's cancer. He and his mother, Colleen, refuse it. We'll talk about why some patients refuse life-saving treatment. Join us for that. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.